Hey guys, welcome to the war. No, welcome to the worldwide
broadcast
of
the
Ted
and
Austin Brower Show.
It's one of those days. It's a Friday. Hope you guys are having a fantastic week so far. Get ready for a wild show today. We got a lot of topics we're going to be covering, including some of the details on why vitamin C is so important, not just for your overall health and your overall joints, your overall mindset and mental health, and also maintaining a whole other aspect of your health in general. So be ready for this. I got a lot of stuff I've been working on all morning. Hope you guys are staying ready. Vitamin C on sale, product of the week, Team Health Masters. Be sure checking out the protocol kits as well. We have lots of different specials, including the Ultimate Focus Stack, one of my personal favorites I put together here with the Attention Factor and the Purple Sticks. I don't have it together. Where's my purples? Did you take my purple sticks to the house now?
Not right
here. Oh.
I just had two of them.
There we go. Two scoops?
I did.
There you go.
Cranking up, man.
I already had some earlier. But make sure you check these out on the website as well, because we got a bunch of these in for a demo run. If you haven't tried them yet, make sure you grab them before you run out. It's the purple sticks in a can. Where are they? Ah, there it is right there. I was trying to find it right on the front page. Right there, Crash Fee Natural Energy in a can. Way healthier and better for you than any type of stimulants or pre-workouts or energy drinks on the market. Try those out. Give me feedback. Give me some reviews on them. Already got a couple of reviews. Huh. Here we go. Perfect. I already got reviews going. I appreciate it. You guys are awesome. Thank you guys so much for all the support, the emails, the positive updates you constantly give us on a regular basis. And one of the first things I wanted to cover here today, let me get into this, and it's talking about how garbage science, sounds about what CNN produces most of the time, says new report how the garbage science behind claims that COVID shots saved millions was a complete lie.
I know it was.
Well, no, but now they're actually coming out now and saying that everything they said about the COVID vaccine saving lives was complete garbage. But here's what's not garbage, and this is something that's even creepier. We brought this up the other day, right? You remember we talked about the lady, young lady, came down with bladder cancer. And they found in the cancer tumors the spike protein from the shot. And she started developing these symptoms. This is another story that just came out. 85-year-old whose breast cancer was in remission developed aggressive metastatic cancer 1 month after receiving her sixth RNA COVID-19 vaccine dose. The peer-reviewed study concluded the cancer cells contain the SARS-CoV-2 spike protein from the vaccine in the cancer tumor. This is crazy, and I'm sending you guys an article. I'll send it to Ted, too, so you can send it to y'all. I'll post it on the website.
That's Dad, not Ted.
What's your legal name on your driver's license?
Dad.
It's Dad? I thought it was Theodore.
It's going to always be Dad. Well, no, what's going to happen? I'm going to get letters. Why is he calling you Ted?
We're our business partners. I'm almost 40 years old. Sometimes it's not a professional setting to call you Dad.
It's always going
to
be Dad. It's going to be Dad. It's going to be Father.
I thought you always told me you like Pops.
No, I hate Pops. Okay? It's going to be Sir. Okay, I'm okay with sir, Dad, Father. I'm good with that, but not Pops. Pops is like
Dr. Ted Brower.
That's okay too. But the Pops is like,
you've always loved that one.
I think you got spanked when you were little when you said that. So that ain't happening.
That makes sense for all my trauma. It says the study provides direct biological evidence linking RNA injections to cancer progression. This is wild here. They said the findings are striking, strongly suggesting the spike originated from the RNA injection, not a viral infection. This is a pretty crazy story, but the fact we're starting to see this now is really starting to prove what that are. It's almost like if you got a cancer tumor, you think of it as like almost like a small campfire. It's kind of encapsulated. It's kept tight in a campfire area. You got stones around it, and the body's trying to conceal it, compartmentalize it, and control it, and basically fight it off. Well, it's almost like the spike proteins in the RNA gene therapy shot. It's like taking 110 race fuel and pouring fuel all around the doggone fire and letting it light up. It just fuels it. It feeds it, and it makes it explode with growth. Pretty crazy stuff. So I'm going to let you guys read this whole detailed study on it. But it said, without hesitation, that essentially this cancer was fed by the COVID shot. And it said here, they said it's concerning because physicians continue to administer COVID-19 vaccine doses to patients even after original cancer diagnosis. I'm dismayed that anyone in the medical profession would recommend a COVID shot for anyone recovering cancer patient, especially with breast cancer, where it can metastasize. And so I thought I'd put that information out there. Very interesting study on this.
Years ago, about 3 years ago now, I had a friend of mine who's a pastor, and they had diagnosed him with leukemia.
Okay.
Okay. And you know him.
Yeah.
And he's an elderly gentleman. And I gave him the information from the Gerson Cancer Research Center from decades ago about how leukemia, in many cases, is a misdiagnosed scurvy diagnosis. In other words, you have a vitamin C deficiency. And in many cases, the diagnosis would be corrected if you infuse large amounts of vitamin C. I'm not using cured here at all. I'm just saying it's a misdiagnosis. And so what was interesting about it, he started taking large amounts of vitamin C, and suddenly he's preaching again.
Yeah.
And also they tell him he's in full remission.
Yeah.
Okay. So just word for food for thought on that. And so then they told me he needed to have a COVID shot.
Yeah.
And I told him, I said, Pastor, don't do that. It massively increases the risks of cancer because there's an immune suppressant, SV40 in there, and that SV40 is going to basically compromise your immune system, causing a lot of fast-growing cancers. You just recovered from this. You don't need to be putting this in your body.
Right here, guys. We're not making this up. DNA contaminants, including simian 40 virus, a DNA virus known to be cancer-promoting, was discovered in the RNA COVID-19 vaccine. SV40 can disrupt gene regulation by integrating near or with oncogenes or tumor suppressor genes.
This is the problem that you have when you take an injection that has no insert and they won't tell you what's
correct
in it.
You have no, there's no ingredient list.
This is the same crap they gave everybody back in the 60s. It caused a huge increase in bone, brain, and breast cancer in men and women from the 60s that took the polio
vaccine.
They
did vaccine. It again.
They did it again. Well, it was so effective. Send me that article, please.
Yeah.
Please text it to me. And the crazy part about it is he came back down with cancer again. And he died. And I pleaded with him. Please don't do this.
Yeah.
Oh, you've got to have this shot. They went ballistic on him.
Yeah.
You know, and here it is.
Right here.
And, you know, you ask yourself a question, you know, why did they do this to you? Well, there's only one reason they did it. Number one is they want to reduce the population of the elderly population that wasn't producing. And see, what happens is if you're not a production unit as far as the human beings are concerned for these.
Well, the banker boys concerned. That's how they concern.
I almost said something really ugly. Thank you for stopping me. I almost said something really ugly.
It's Friday.
It reminds me of South Park.
Oh, yeah.
You got a bunch of guys that had giant noses. It was crazy. They had giant noses. They're out in outer space. And they're looking.
Burning cigars with $100 bills.
Yeah, and they're going, it's not productive enough. It's not making enough money. We're going to destroy the planet. Remember that? You watched South Park.
It wasn't that it wasn't making money. It's that it's not making enough money anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to blow it up. And they're saying, please don't blow up Earth. They'll find ways to make more money for us. They were called the Jutopians.
Were they really?
Yeah, that was what they called them in South Park. I didn't make it up. That's what they called them.
Jutopians.
Yeah.
South
Park, I don't recommend it.
Did Kanye say something today?
Oh, he did. He did have a funny video that popped up on
you
here.
You guys have to play this video. Kanye.
Are we talking about when they stuck him in jail again?
Again?
Well, I don't know if they did again. He said
I think when they locked him up in a mental institution.
Yeah, and he said basically what happened was they locked him up again in a mental institution, and he was talking about essentially he wouldn't stop wearing the red MAGA hat, and they kept getting mad at him. They told him he wasn't allowed to wear it every time they'd release him. And he said, well, essentially they'd come in with these doctors. And these doctors would come in and immediately misdiagnose him and say he's crazy and he's this and he's this and this. And I'm not crazy, guys. I'm telling you what's going on.
Well, let's hear what he has to say. This is Kanye's words. I love Kanye.
Think about the red hat that drove me to a point of exhaustion, which was misdiagnosed by I'm not going to say what race, what people, doctor, and what hospital, and what media went to. We know I can't say that. It was a Jewish doctor.
I'm sorry. I had to play that. He cracks me up. He just cracks
me
up.
Well, no, you brought it up. Because South Park had the...
Well, no, it's because... And he said this multiple times, and it was on record. Every time he'd say something outlandish, they Baker act him.
Yeah, they did.
They did this to him multiple times, by the way, guys. This wasn't a joke.
And they also... drugged him.
Oh, yeah. They Baker-acted him. They said, you have schizophrenia, bipolar disorder. We're Baker-acting you. We're drugging you. And he'd be in about a week, and he'd come out all bleh. Then about a week or two later, he'd come out and start yelling about it again, what they did to him. And so they finally canceled all his contracts, tried to do everything they could. But at the end of the day, I don't agree with everything he says, But he is pretty wild, and he hadn't been suppressed as much as they have tried to suppress him on that.
Well, so, that's what happens. You're worth $20 million. You have a tendency not to be able to shut him up. Well, he lost about half his money.
Oh, yeah. Listen to this, though, now. Germany is actually now finally standing up to the EU on their new chat control law. So the EU has put forth a chat control law that they want to have implemented across all the EU, effectively halting mass surveillance proposals, what Germany said. I'm surprised because Germany is just there. I mean, they've done everything they can to try to wreck Germany. Germany has taken a decisive stand against the European Union's proposal chat control regulation, blocking a plan that would allow mass scanning. Listen to this. Mass scanning of private messages in the name of child protection. The government's rejection announced Wednesday has effectively stalled the legislation. They made it clear, stating that unprovoked chat control must be taboo in a constitutional state. They argue that personal conversations should never be treated as inherently suspicious and insisted the state must never compel companies to pre-screen messages. Germany will not agree to any proposals about this at the EU level. What they rolled out is that the EU wanted to say, we can legally now monitor every single personal chat text message, every photo, every private DM, every private message across everybody's phone and internet basis on a regular basis legally. And we're going to do it because we're going to try to monitor if there's any type of child porn. So we're going to watch everybody's texts, look at everybody's photos, record everybody's topics, run it through an AI database filter. And if there's anything that we don't like that could be considered child porn, we're going to arrest them.
And these guys at the top of these organizations involve themselves in child porn and child rape.
They're the very ones that are pushing it.
And with Jeffrey Epstein, it's sick.
Understand, this is not about stopping child porn. This isn't about stopping child trafficking at all. This is about giving the government the all-powerful right to monitor anything you do and then arrest you and detain you
and
they
to plant
like
and to plant stuff on
and
your
plant
computer.
Stuff. Oh yeah, I mean look how nuts AI has gotten over the last 6 months. I mean the videos that pop up now, half time people can't even tell if they're real or not, and this in the infancy. And then what's crazy about this though, this is something that I wanted to bring up because I talked about this yesterday as far as in the markets and what's going on with a lot of stuff.
Real quick
with AI. Yeah, okay, I'll pull it up real quick.
I got an AI sword, so you hit
yours. I'm going to pull mine up.
The AI bubble is the only thing keeping the U.S. economy together. Deutsche Bank warns.
Yep.
When the bubble bursts, reality will hit far harder than anyone expects. You've been warned. Warnings about the overinflated prospects of a still hypothetical AI economy continue to mount. Some analysts expect the AI bubble to burst sooner rather than later, arguing that current investment growth cannot continue indefinitely in the finite world. According to a research note recently sent to clients by Deutsche Bank, the AI boom is currently helping the U.S. economy avoid a recession.
Yep.
But it cannot continue indefinitely. The global head of the FX research at Deutsche Bank said the U.S. would be close to a recession this year if big tech were not spending so heavily on building new AI data centers.
That's exactly right.
Hundreds of billions of dollars.
And a lot of it, remember, a lot of it, again, is government funding and government contracts through that BBB bill, hundreds of billions.
And that's why they had to get Elon Musk out of the loop because he was exposing this stuff.
Yep.
The AI machines are literally saving the U.S. economy right now, they said, but this kind of growth cannot be sustained unless spending remains at an ever-growing course. NVIDIA, the major supplier of powerful AI accelerators used in data centers, could potentially bear much of the residual growth of the U.S. economy has experienced in the recent years. The bad news that in order to keep for the tech cycle to continue contributing to GDP growth, capital investment needs remain parabolic. This is highly unlikely. In other words, we're going to run out of money.
Well, no, and here's what they go on further in this article is that basically the seven large cap tech firms in the S&P 500, Apple, Microsoft, Google, Amazon, Meta, NVIDIA, and Tesla, they're the only ones that are propping up the S&P 500 right now, the growth. The other 493, there are no upward revisions at all. There is no upward growth. Only the top seven are growing because of the money that's being funneled into them through all the government contracts with hundreds of billions that are being pushed in to push AI. Here's the problem. AI is being claimed now it's going to save everything. And so it's not innovation anymore. It's essentially them trying to pull in as much AI fumes as they can to keep everything propped up. But then here's the problem. They're going to have to then try to explain to everybody why AI has to keep growing in order to keep everything afloat, which means AI, more involvement in businesses, more involvement in fast food, more involvement in restaurants, to the point where AI is going to have to be injected in order to keep any type of upward trajectory in the markets. This is why you've got articles have come out now. Like this just came out. Goldman Sachs, they lifted their forecast that they're expecting gold now to be to $4,900 an ounce. next year.
It'll be higher than that.
Now, let me give you guys a heads up on this because I've been in the metal markets
for years. It will correct itself.
I'm not giving you any financial advice. Gold's always had spikes and had troughs. Mm-hmm. It always has. Silver has the same way.
But not like this.
Not like this. There's a high probability you're going to see a correction in gold and silver probably in the spring when you start seeing more people get their funds back from basically the the refund checks back, and they start injecting into other things and not basically in the gold and silver. But what's happening right now is everybody in the markets knows this whole thing is running on a fake AI bubble. It's all it is. Gold and silver are the only thing you still have in your hand. I had another person contact me yesterday asking me about Silver Eagles and Silver Eagles. I said, dude, find a good place to buy them. There's multiple ones that I've gotten them from. I said, buy them as you can. Don't overleverage yourself. Don't be, trying to dump all your money you have into them. Not giving you financial advice, just my opinion. And I said, and then slowly just keep building them up. And I said, because remember, silver is used in industrial metal. It's in everything. It's in this computer. It's in this TV. It's in the phones. It's in this processor. It's in everything. It's in these cameras you guys are watching me on right now. It gets used up on a regular basis. And as more technology grows, silver's going to go up with it. So again, that's just my opinion on it and my take. But I wanted to give you guys a heads up. Don't get spooked if you see a big correction in gold and silver in the next coming months, because it always happens with every market. But on the other hand, too, these metals long-term have no place to go but up because the dollar is getting so weak because of the amount of money that's being pushed into it. And that BBB bubble was, what, 4.5 billion or trillion, wasn't it?
It was unbelievable.
It was like another 4.5 trillion. And that's what's happening now. All this money is getting injected again like COVID and the AI. AI is the new COVID bubble, essentially. Understand that. And that's why it's exploding so fast. But that's my take on it.
You know, years ago, and I forgot the girl's name, she came out in a movie, and I thought it was Jane Fonda's daughter, but I can't remember. You guys can send me a don't send me a text right now. My phone's off.
Okay? Ah, thank you.
Yeah, because it'll start ding, 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 ding to my iPad. Okay, but I remember, I think the movie was called Nikita, but I can't remember.
That sounds really familiar.
Okay, and I know there was another TV show called that, and what had happened is they had taken this girl who had a real rough background, and she was kind of like just raised in a rough environment.
Yeah.
And they basically they had her in prison, or they're going to put her in jail, and they had her in jail. And so they told her, I said, we can either kill you or we can reprogram you. Now, this is going to go someplace that a lot of you guys are going to get mad about in a second, but it is what it is. And they actually.
Oh, boy, it's Friday.
Yeah. And so what they did, they brought her in, and she was real. She dressed like a slob. She acts like a slob. She talked like a slob. She was a slob.
Yeah.
And they brought her into this woman who basically was just super proper, and it's almost like the Pygmalion effect.
Yeah.
And they changed her, and they told her, you're either going to change or we're going to kill you. And they turned into this really high-end fashion lady.
Yeah.
But she was trained to kill everybody she's with.
Okay.
She's it's a great movie. And what was funny about it is that this guy's like burning these bodies up with acid, and he goes, are you okay with this? And she goes, well, I never sweat the little things. And she smiles. Like, because he was about to kill her, too,
yeah.
if she had rejected what he was doing. And what happened is, this is how they build a honeypot.
Yeah.
Now, listen to me for a second. This is going to go sideways. I don't should even cover this. When you have an Israeli operative, okay, that's a honeypot. Robert David Steele used to talk about this all the time. Now, he's dead, too. Okay, and we lost a lot of people in the last 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
And what was crazy about this was, when I watch that movie, I think about these women that come onto these guys that are trained Mossad operatives. Because now we look at this beautiful girl that the FBI director is with.
Patel?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, the FBI director with a former Israeli intelligence agent girlfriend, who is definitely not a honeypot.
Definitely not a honeypot.
Is now openly calling for the end of the First Amendment on Israel's behalf.
There you go.
Okay, now Lyndon Johnson had the same thing happen to him. And here's the problem that you run into, and I'm talking now guys to guys. When these women are trained to be this way,
yeah,
and they're operatives, and they're stunningly beautiful, I mean, they're gorgeous, they know exactly what to say and how to say it.
Yeah.
Because guys are pretty simple. I mean, honestly, you know what you got to do with a guy. Just do what you're supposed to do with a guy, be nice to him, and he kind of tries to do what you want, okay? And so all of a sudden, these people are coming in with the honeypots like that pastor, in my opinion, up in New York, I'm not going to mention any names, who had an Israeli operative who was born in Israel.
Yeah.
This guy, Cash Patel, now Israeli operative, born in Israel. Lyndon Johnson, Israeli operative, born in Israel. And men have been seduced by this type of behavior from these trained operatives for
thousands of years.
I was about to say, it goes back way before even Mossad existed.
Well, no.
You go back all through history.
Like I said, guys are pretty simple creatures. Just got to take care of them, be nice to them, and they'll do whatever you ask them to do in most cases. Now, if you're a guy, don't get mad at me. I don't want to hear it. If you're a woman, you know I'm right, and don't pretend like you don't. And so it's just one of those things. And so when I see this, and you're talking about the AI systems now.
Yeah.
And I covered part of this article the other day. I'm going to cover it again right
now.
And here's why I'm doing it. Cash Patel says that social media America is out of control. And that's why Israel bought TikTok.
Yep.
Because everybody was talking about Gaza. That's why the Gaza thing stopped. It has nothing to do with what Israel wanted.
Yeah, here's the thing. They've been bombing the Palestinians for
years.
2 years straight now. 2 years of
rubble,
heavy bombing.
Everything's rubble. Yeah.
Heavy bombing. And now suddenly, Hamas decided to release the hostages now.
No, what happened is...
Let me put it this way, and I'll tell you this right now from my GRS retired contractor who used to do operations for the CIA. There is no Hamas. It's whatever CIA and Mossad construct wants to put together and fund. Hamas is Hamas until it needs to be ISIS, until it needs to be Al-Qaeda. They do whatever they want to do, and they're trained ops. There are no hostages running around that are being held up. It doesn't exist. It's a giant theater store. And he told me this verbatim. Every single time that he got back from tours, all the guys that were the moderate rebels that they were feeding literally heavy weapon systems to, doing transfers, overwatch for transfers, giving these guys weapons, he'd get back home and the same guys in the gray, tan pickup trucks, Toyota trucks with ISIS flags were on television saying, "This is ISIS. We've got to go to war with ISIS now." He goes, "We literally gave them weapons. I watched it happen. We funded them with surfaced air missiles and RPGs and heavy cal, 50 cal tacticals. We did it." And I get home and they're the bad guys now. This is the theater they play.
We had troops stationed around the poppy fields guarding them in Afghanistan.
Oh, yeah.
They couldn't drive through them because they went down.
No, they couldn't damage them. Everybody told me that when they got back.
No touch.
You could walk around them.
We had listeners took pictures over there and sent us pictures of this, the poppy fields. I mean, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of acres of poppy. And then they had huge processing plants in Afghanistan to process the heroin.
Yeah.
And then they shipped it in.
And they weren't cutting it.
Remember,
so much it was raw.
Remember when they went to Chiang Kai-shek back in the 40s and wanted to know how he funded a million-man army. He says he did it with opiates, with poppies for the masses. This is all in the book Operation Gladio, The Unholy Alliance Between the CIA, the Vatican, and the Mafia. You need to read that book by Paul Williams, one of the best books ever written. And what happened is that then the CIA decided they had to fund their black ops because they couldn't get the funding through Congress.
Right.
So they started running heroin, and they started putting it in the body bags from the GI soldiers coming back from Vietnam. Kennedy saw what was happening. He saw, said, "We're going to stop the CIA. We're going to scatter it to the wind. We're going to get rid of it." Well, they decided they didn't want to get scattered. So they put a hit on Kennedy. It's Mossad and the CIA and Lyndon Johnson, in my opinion, were all the people involved in the Johnson, in the JFK assassination. You think, well, whatever. Whatever you want to believe, believe. I'm just telling you what it is. It is what it is on that. And the crazy part about it is that then you find out that when Johnson had that honeypot Israeli operative in the White House with him, and he was basically having relations with her, I'm not going to say it very crudely, but I could, but I'm not going to, that she got whatever she wanted for Israel, including nuclear weapons. And it just is. And then when the USS Liberty got blown up, we got shot 5,000 times with heavy ordnance, and they tried to sink it, and they couldn't, they even torpedoed it, Johnson covered all that up.
Well-built ship.
Yeah, most decorated ship in naval history. Look it up. Watch the video, Sacrificing Liberty, that was done. It's like a three-part series, and it's the best video you've ever watched as far as what's going on with that. And what happened is here, Cash Patel's saying now that social media in America is out of control, but she can't be a honeypot, right? Israel's not only controlling the feds by blackmailing Congress and paying U.S. influencers to AstroTurf, they have seized global control of VPNs.
Yep.
That's what you're talking about right now. With AI, the very tools that people trust to hide their most private activities are going to read everything in the UK now, in Germany. This is massive.
The EU.
Yeah, the EU, the whole EU. And in the chilling part, almost nobody realizes the danger they're already in. They told us that VPNs were the answer, a digital cloak to disappear online, hide your tracks, and protect your privacy. About 1.6 billion people believed in it. Remember a few years, last year, they came in and told WhatsApp they had to disclose the algorithms, remember? So they could monitor WhatsApp. But here's the chilling truth. The cloak has been stolen. VPNs aren't protecting you. They become a global dragnet for surveillance and blackmail now.
That's what they're talking about here, monitoring everybody. When Netanyahu talked about data banks, he wasn't talking about spreadsheets or savings accounts. He was talking about VPNs, the reservoir of the world's secrets, the vault where people have been led to believe they're safe. How did Israel pull off the heist? Not with guns, not with tanks, but with boardrooms, buyouts, and backdoors. The question you have to ask yourself is, where does Israel come up with all this money?
Oh, I know, I know. Hey, hey, Dad, pick you. Here's your answer.
Us. We pay for it. Okay?
You, I, all of us.
And of course, if we don't give them enough money, the Rothschilds just print more currency.
Well, yeah, what they do is, or they say, oh, the Epstein list is on my desk.
Yeah, that's right.
It's on my desk right now. I'm going to release it this week. The Epstein list is going to get released. Oh, the BB bill just got passed. Oh, the BB bill just got passed. There's nobody in the Epstein list. It didn't exist.
It was a hoax.
It was a hoax. Nobody trafficked nobody to nobody.
And that's why Ghislaine Maxwell was refused hearing about the Supreme Court.
Supreme Court wanted nothing to do with it, dude.
Nope. Three of the six most popular VMs in the world, Express, CyberGhost, Private Internet, are owned by a single company, Cape Technologies. Okay? Looks like a London-based firm. But you peel back the label, it gets dark. Cape isn't just another tech company. Its roots trace back to CrossRider, a malware distributor famous for hijacking people's devices, and its leadership packed with Israeli military intelligence veterans, the very people who built Israel's most powerful surveillance tools. We are talking about the veterans of Unit 20-8200, Israel's NSA on steroids, masters of hacking, blackmail, and mass surveillance. They created Pegasus and Cellebrite. Yep. Spyware used to spy on thousands of hot journalists and politicians around the world, including Saudi Arabia, to track the murder of dissident journal Jamal Khashoggi. We're also talking about the Dudavin unit, Israel's elite undercover death squad, commandos trained to infiltrate, disguise themselves, wage war through deception, and carry out assassinations. I'm going to read this. I'm going to post this again so you can read this article again. But the crazy part about it is, it's funny, isn't it? How these people say, oh, we don't exist. We don't do anything. But what happens is this, and Austin talked about it. He was the only one that talked about it, by the way, that I saw about the AI program, Lavender. Out of Israel.
Yeah, I don't know anybody talked about it.
Lavender, in my opinion, this is my opinion, okay? This is Theo's opinion. Lavender ended up basically telling Israel Special Intelligence and Mossad that Charlie Kirk had to go.
Lavender's way more advanced than just AI predator drones.
And we talked about this before. What happens is everything they do is based on algorithms.
Correct, predictive modeling.
And how many people are logging in. We've got to buy TikTok now because everybody on TikTok, 80% of the TikTok thinks about Israel being a bunch of nutbags. Now we've got to buy TikTok. We have to take away the First Amendment rights of the American people. You know, we were scared that China was controlling TikTok, is what we were told.
Oh, that's what we're told.
But now Israel controls TikTok.
Oh, but come here. They're our greatest ally. Gosh, that's so nauseating hearing that.
But here's the thing.
Please explain how.
So what happened is Lavender's. It's always interfacing and doing algorithms. So now it looks at Charlie Crooked and it goes, well, maybe that wasn't such a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe it'd been better to have him in an automobile accident. Yeah. Maybe it'd be better to have him as a quadriplegic and couldn't talk anymore. Maybe this was a mistake, blowing him up like that in front of everybody.
Yeah.
Okay, now everybody's looking at Mossad. Okay, well, now we've got another problem. We've got to get rid of the God of War. Because this thing is really escalating now, way past what we thought it would with Charlie Kirk's being martyred.
Yep.
Now he's martyred. Now all of a sudden everybody's going, wow, we've had enough. Well, now we've got to buy TikTok. The algorithms through these VPNs that they're talking about here, what they're doing is they're coming in and they're telling us through the Lavender program, and probably they also have group chat tanks. You know, that we always have those group things.
Oh, yeah, those think tanks.
Group think tanks. They're saying, this war's got to stop. Israel is losing this propaganda war by a landslide. This is awful what's happening. So we've got to come in now. We've got to say, oh, we're going to stop the guys. And so Trump's going to come in, who, by the way, he was snubbed for the Nobel Peace Prize, by the way. And so what's funny is they're going, we've got to fix this now. And the only way we can fix this is we got to pretend like we're not going to kill Gazans anymore.
Yeah.
We got to pretend we're not going to kill the Muslims.
Well, see, here's the thing. They're going to still keep the drone strikes going, by the way. They're still going to have stuff come on. They're going to say, oh, no, we found another
Hamas.
We found another Hamas general. We got to do another drone strike.
Two-thirds of Gaza.
Most of them are gone anyways. They've already almost completed their mission. But what they're going to do is they're going to do it more discreetly and off the books and not allow any media to cover it. You've got cool-down periods with media topics where they get something that jumps up and it gets a real high spike on the algorithm. Everything's in spikes all the time. Everything's high, low. What they got to do is they got to have a cool down period. Now they got to drop the algorithm down to the flat plane again. Israel is the greatest ally America has. They're so amazing. They did a peace deal with Hamas. They saved all the people that basically were abducted. They're great. Okay, give it a week. Give it 2 weeks. Give it 3 weeks. Algorithm's flat. Have another Predator drone missile strike. Boom. Don't talk about it. Another spike up. Cool down period. Another spike up. They had too much of a peak. They had it going too long.
Well, I think what they're going to do out there in the Mediterranean, I think they're going to take all that rubble from Gaza and use it.
They got to build something on concrete.
Well, what they're going to do is they're going to probably build piers
out
into the water.
Here's the definition. An ally is one that's associated with another as a helper. A person or group that provides assistance and support in an ongoing effort, activity, and struggle. You know, if you got a neighbor, for example, it's an ally, and they're a cool neighbor. They're on the other side of the street from you. And you go out of town, you say, hey, can you let my dog out while I'm gone? Got you, bro. Let your dog out. Make sure he's got food. You go out of town. He goes out of town. You do the same thing. Oh, you're out of town. Hey, can you mow my grass for me? I'll come mow your grass for you, bro. You're ally. You're mutual beneficial.
You're an advocate.
You're an advocate for each other. When you have one country that does nothing but siphon off funds from another country like a parasite leech.
And spy on us.
And spy on us and use different types of illicit methods to blackmail everyone. There is no definition of an ally. Let me clarify that because I've had people email me. They're an ally. This is the definition of an ally. That ain't it. One is associated with another as a helper, a person, a group that provides assistance and support in an ongoing effort, activity, and struggle. Yeah, like I said. So I wanted to bring that up there and give everybody a heads up on it because – you know, and by the way, Pegasus, you guys know that. Pegasus, this is the definition, the update on Pegasus, is a powerful, invasive spyware developed by the Israeli cyber arms company NSO Group. It's controversially used to surveil journalists, human rights activists, lawyers, and politicians worldwide. Remember that thing that we have in the United States called attorney-client privilege? The ability that you can transfer different data and information to your attorney, and it's privileged information. He can't talk about it. Nobody's allowed to know about his private conversations. This is what Pegasus does. It spies on all the private conversations of attorneys at any point in time so they can get all the backdoor information. This was developed by Mossad. This is what they use to get all the politicians under control. That's what it's for. There's no debate about it any longer. You can pull up the information on it and what it does and how it exploits everyone.
I pulled up the movie. Bridget Fonda, Point of No Return.
That's the movie name?
Great movie. The government fakes the death of a criminal to turn the young woman into a killer in its service. Point of No Return, probably one of the best movies I've ever seen on this as far as how they develop honeypots. Bridget Fonda was a star. And then Anne Bancroft was the lady who trained her to be a lady.
Okay.
And it's if you guys ever want to watch a good movie, it's called Point of No Return. Now, it's rated R. It's got some rough stuff in it. It's not for kids. But it'll snap you tight is how they train these girls to be honeypots and how they're trained assassins and killers. And so you have to ask yourself a question. You know, Charlie Kirk's wife, he met her in Israel. I'm not saying anything that she was a honeypot.
I'm not even implying that. That's a undisputed fact, though.
But the whole part is this. I mean, how many people do we know that are in the mainstream media, mainstream stage, that they have been infiltrated and their lives have been infiltrated by a woman or a man in their life? It's always a main point of a lot of movies as far as how movies and so things happen.
To be a point of the topic on a lot of movies. You're right.
Yeah. Point of No Return with Bridget Fonda. You guys need to watch that. It was made in 1993. So, man, the movie's over 30 years old.
I'm switching gears real quick here. It says the first drop in U.S. obesity rates in over a decade, new study comes out.
That's because of the Ozempic.
Ozempic? I don't know. You know. Well, yeah, you're right, probably. I was actually getting excited when I saw the article on it.
No, it's because they're all taking these. Remember, there's millions of people taking this drug now.
That's true. Well, one thing that ties into it, though, at least with this is another article that says why eating right beats eating less.
That's a clean meal, but I'd take the potatoes out.
I need the potatoes. I need some starch for the glucose.
But I wouldn't use the potatoes. I would use sweet potatoes.
Yeah, sweet potatoes, but I would use white potatoes.
The white potatoes, eggplant, bell peppers, okay, they all cause inflammation of joints.
Sweet potatoes don't, though.
I have a friend of mine who works at a car dealership.
Yeah.
Guy's got a lot of health problems, and now he's been diagnosed with severe rheumatoid arthritis. And I told him, I said, you can't be eating nightshade inflammatory vegetables, eggplant, potatoes, bell peppers, tomatoes. You got to get rid of that stuff. If you want to get rid of inflammation. And I think he's going to listen to me on this.
Is he good?
Well, he was another one that was being diagnosed with really high white blood cell count. And I told him, I said, why don't you take vitamin C and see what happens?
Yeah.
Goes in, takes a bunch of vitamin C for like 3 weeks, goes back in, normal again.
Imagine that. It says, one of the reasons why it's so easy to regain weight after dieting, because people begin their weight loss journey eating less. The problem is, I've talked about this before. Yes, a lot of times portion control is enormously important, but that comes down to the fact of not eating massive, massive meals, eating the right size meals. But it says what happens is a lot of times people start dropping their calorie intake so low, they start starving themselves. And the decreased basic metabolic rate is what starts to happen, because you drop your protein too low, you start burning enormous amounts of muscle tissue as fuel, which causes your metabolic rate to decrease. Metabolism drops.
As you get older, it also causes sarcopenia.
Yes, and this is because, here, muscle loss. Dieting only reduces fat, but can also lead to a loss of muscle mass. It requires a fair amount of energy to maintain muscles. The body will try to reduce energy consumption by breaking down muscle tissue to make up for the calorie deficit.
Each pound of muscle burns about 50 calories.
Right there. Mm-hmm. As muscle loss occurs, metabolism slows further, increasing mm-hmm. the risk of weight regain. And so you got to eat adequate amounts of protein if you're trying to maintain muscle tissue. On top of that, you've got to eat regularly. Now, there's nothing wrong with doing a fast, doing a 24-hour fast or 36. I've had a lot of people that have done that, and they get good results for it. We even have the 7-day colonic cleanse fast, which you can do, especially if you have a health issue.
You're having health, but it's not to do all the time.
No, and especially if you want to do like a 24-hour fast or 36-hour fast, you don't have to do that all the time, because you will start losing enormous amounts of muscle tissue.
I've got a friend who did that. He lost a lot of muscle weight. He's not been able to gain it back.
No, it's very hard, especially as you get older. And so again,
he's in his 70s now.
This is why dietary proportions and the quality of the food you eat is really important, comparative of just, I'm going to eat zero food, or I'm going to eat one small meal one time a day.
Don't do that.
Don't do that. It messes up your metabolism. Because remember, your metabolism goes, oh my gosh, I'm out in the desert with no food. I had one small meal. I've got to store everything I can right now to try to survive. It goes into full survival mode. And also what happens too, your cortisol goes to the roof when you start missing meals for 6, 7, 8, 10 hours
every
single day. Hard to sleep. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I tried it. Like last night, I had 2 or 3 boiled eggs.
And that's so funny. I had 3 before I went to bed.
Yeah, and it just makes you sleep. I mean, I slept another 8 hours last night.
Yeah, right, the thing is, you cannot get fat on whole eggs. I'm going to say that again. You cannot get fat eating whole eggs. You can sit there and die. I've personally done it. You can go on almost a egg fast and go for like 24 hours. I've done this before to experiment with it. 24 hours, 36 hours.
That should feel pretty good.
Just eat eggs. Eggs with good salt on them, and a copious amount of water all day, and make sure you're taking the multiple powder and stuff.
And if they're a little dry for you, it's going to sound goofy to you guys, but I do it, and it actually tastes pretty good. Put some mustard on the egg.
Oh, I do that. Or you cook eggs. You boiled eggs.
Well, you throw the mayonnaise in it. Throws a bunch of calories in.
Well, mayonnaise with boiled eggs,
make sure it's avocado.
Make sure it's avocado oil. Do not use soybean oil ever.
Or canola oil.
Or canola oil.
You buy avocado mayonnaise. It's a little pricey, but it's worth every penny of it. And plus, you just use the mustard. You can go to Aldi's.
Yeah.
And I'm not. This is not a commercial for Aldi's. And I can buy a case, like 12.
Yeah, we do it all the time. They're like a dollar a thing.
They're 89 cents. Yeah. You get a case of mustard for like $10. And it lasts you for four or five months.
Because I like to have my food to have some flavor to it. Frank's Red Hot Sauce. I got multiple hot sauces I use. Mustard. Just, you don't have to use high-calorie sauces. You really don't, to make stuff tasty.
Mustard has already any calories.
But eggs, I mean,
And the mustard helps with digestion because it contains
exactly right, the vinegar in it. But, you know, I eat 4 eggs usually in the morning. I eat 4 eggs before bed. That's almost my basis every single day. My blood panels come back perfect. And the thing about it is, you can try that for a day or two on just an egg fast. And if you need a little bit extra calorie, pizzazz, you can throw in the Fit Food, because it does have a little bit of carbs.
Or you throw the GHI cleanser.
Or the GHI. The GHI is probably the best.
GHI fast is amazing, because it's not a fast. You take your ideal calories. If you're 180 pounds, yeah, you take 1,800 calories of GHI, and that's all you eat for a week.
That's like 6, I think it's 8 scoops a day.
Yeah. So you take like two scoops 4 times a
yep.
day.
You drink them throughout the day, and you'll be surprised. You do that for a day or two, you actually feel fairly decent still.
Great,
yeah. When after about 2 days of it, you start detoxing. The liver cleans out, the colon cleans out.
Sometimes you'll get headaches.
Yeah, okay. Well, especially if you cut out.
Sometimes you'll start having a runny nose. Sometimes you'll come down with a cold.
Somebody said that's
a healing crisis.
They said they were doing a couple day fast on something, and they basically got sick.
No, we had a girl one time who was a nanny with us, and she rode in the motorhome with us, and we were gone for a week. By day 4, she eating, because she always ate junk food. By day 4, she went into a full-blown healing crisis. I had to put her on an airplane and fly her home. She was so sick.
I've heard that. Some people get fever.
Yeah. Well, your mom did that. Your mom was a sugarholic. I mean, the first night we went out, listen to this. This is a great story. So I tell you, she could
eat some sugar.
Oh my gosh, she was a junkaholic.
She was older though.
She cleaned it up.
Yeah.
But so she's 27 years old, and I'm going out with her. And so I had a friend of mine. This is a great story. I found out that she was single on Monday. Okay, and I thought, okay, great. I'd gotten a divorce with my first wife. It was a big, bad mistake marriage. And I remember I called up a friend of mine and was talking to them, and I said, whatever happened to Sharon? And they said, well, she's divorced. I said, oh, that's great. I said, can I get her number from you? And she goes, well, no, it's unlisted. And I thought, okay, well, that's great. I said, can you get it for me? Well, I'll call her and ask her. So about 30 minutes later, an hour later, she calls me back, and her name is Bev. She calls me back and goes, well, Sharon said I could give you her number. And she said, if you're going out as friends, she'll meet you somewhere. If you're going on a date, you have to pick her up. Because Sharon's real formal about that.
Yeah.
So we go out, right? And Sharon's, oh, my gosh, she's stunningly beautiful, right? And so I call my buddy up, Dave Pulsiver, you know, on Monday. And we go out, and I told Dave, I said, hey, Dave, I'm going out with Sharon. And he goes, oh, okay. And I said, I'm going to marry her. And he was funny also. He goes, all you're going to do is scare her off. And I said, no, I don't do that. So I just scare off the girl. And it was so funny. I went out with Sharon that night. We went out, and it was great. We ended up basically having a blast. And
you got to tell about her meal.
Yeah, I'm thinking about other things. Okay? Sorry.
And I give her a hard time sometimes about this later on. I was waiting for I was born.
Well, no, so we
but
go
it's
out,
a funny
so,
story.
So we go out. We go to like a Shoney's restaurant. And I was thinking about what happened after the meal, but yeah, that's okay. We're not going there today. And what happened is we had the Shoney's restaurant, and I said to her, I said, what do you like for dinner? And she goes, well, I want a hot fudge cake. And I said, well, no,
this wasn't dessert.
No, and I said to her, I said, this isn't dessert. I'll buy it. And no, she goes, I want that for my main course.
Entree.
And I said, okay. And she's sitting here beautiful, with big blue eyes. Gorgeous.
What'd you order?
I ordered chicken salad. You know,
fish and rice.
Yeah, you know. And so she sits there and she scarfs down this chocolate cake and ice cream and nuts and more chocolate and fudge sauce. And she eats this whole thing. I'm eating my chicken salad. And I looked at her. I said, would you like another? She goes, I would. And so she orders a second.
Number two.
Yeah. That was our first date. And I thought to myself, she's pretty. I can work on
the
diet.
We can work on the diet.
And she's really nice.
That's funny.
I asked her for the first, we got engaged, and I asked her for the first 7 months. I said, are you really like this? I got to make sure.
Anyways, you're talking about detoxing off sugar and all that. That's
I know. I started talking about her.
I know.
I'm blurry. So what happened is, so it's so funny.
That's what you're on track.
So what happened is, so I told her, we ran a body chemistry test on her. Blood sugar was through the roof.
Oh, yeah.
And I told her, I said, you know, how do you want to do this? You want to do it just straight cold turkey, or you want to wean off? She goes, I'm going to stop. She stopped all the sugar. And boy, did she have the headaches for about a week.
Oh, yeah. Detox.
And she goes, this is awful. And I said, well, it's because your body's used to this. And as her metabolism changed and her sugar came down, she got really, really bad headaches. Yeah, then she got healthy.
Well, that's why I had a friend of mine years ago. They were drinking sodas all the time. And I told him, I said, dude, you got to cut the sodas. And they had the same thing. They cold turkey on sodas. And but they said for about 3 or 4 days, the headaches, they felt horrible, no energy, lethargic.
It's like coming off coffee.
Yeah, I said, well, your body's coming off all the caffeine. They were drinking Mountain Dew. All the caffeine in the Mountain Dew and the high fructose corn syrup.
Oh, yeah.
The body was feeding off of it. It wanted all that sugar.
Okay. Oh, by the way, EU and Germany's all mad now because they're going to monitor everything they say and do online,
all
right?
The time.
But guess what? The EU has decided to give a new proposal out. Says the EU is run through Belgium, which is run by the Rothschild banking cartel and the international banking cartels, and they're told what to do by Klaus Schwab, who used to be the leader of the World Economic Forum.
Jeez.
And now the EU has decided that children will be able to choose their own gender at any age under new EU proposals.
No.
Children will be able to choose their own gender. The therapy to check whether children are certain they want to change their gender and age limits. Oh, we need to play that. They're talking to a psychiatrist. We need to play that Kanye West thing again.
Yeah. Interesting.
Oh, just thought I'd say, you know what I meant. Therapy to check whether children are certain they want to change their gender and age limits or gender recognition could be discarded in the new plans. However, the proposals which are laid out in the European Commission's new LGBT whatever equality strategy have been condemned for silencing women. EU member states who challenge gender ideology could be punished with discriminating regions that do not comply with the values of these perverts, seeing funding blocked. The document published on Wednesday, just a couple days ago, declares it will support the development of legal gender recognition procedures based on self-determination that are free from age restrictions and has nothing to do with your biological gender, your born gender, your DNA gender, your chromosomal gender. It's whatever you want to be, you can be, including starfish or animals or cats or dogs. I'm adding that, but that's what they want to say. If states' requirements for legal age gender recognition vary significantly across member states, while a number of member states have adopted self-determination models, others impose proposed medical procedures, which the European Court of Human Rights has found may infringe on human rights. The commission will facilitate exchanges of best practices among member states to support the legal development of legal gender procedures. Taking talking therapy for children who are suffering from gender issues could also be banned. In other words, you can't try to talk to a child about waiting until they're 21 years of age before they start amputating and basically mutilating
LGBTQ
themselves.
Plus queer fag strategy, equality strategy for 26 to 2030. I added the fag part in, which includes controversial proposals that will push member states toward gender recognition policies based on self-determination with no age restrictions.
Yeah.
No age restrictions.
Four-year-old. Four-year-old.
Does anybody understand how insanely inept this is? Self-determined five-year-old declares he's a starfish female now. We've got to acknowledge him as that. It's the law, peasant.
And you know, here's
what?
Here's the thing. The other day, I was speaking to this young lady out of Munich, a great lady, and her name's Sia, and she goes, you know, well, you know, Florida does this, and the United States does this, and it does this, and it does this, and I'm like, all countries have things that they do they shouldn't want to do. All countries do things they shouldn't do, and anything the media puts out is going to be biased towards that individual country or that state. And she was, and so this is the thing here. This is with the EU. Now, I can guarantee you there are a lot of Germans who don't want this, a lot of French who don't want this. I guarantee a lot of Italians who don't want this, but they're under the EU guidelines.
Yes, yeah, that's exactly. Children free to change gender at any age. No age limit or medical checks on children seeking gender switch under proposal. Free from age restrictions, the plan warns that countries with different approaches may be infringing on human rights. Human rights? Because a five-year-old is confused with the perverted and just sickness that's being injected into them? Oh, you're infringing on their rights because Timmy wants to be Susie now. Okay, got it. We're going to go along this concept. Five-year-old kid. I'm now a sheriff. I am a self-declared sheriff. I need a firearm. I need a badge. That's what we're doing now. We're going this stupid in society. Oh, I'm a five-year-old now. I am a self-declared fighter pilot. Give me my helmet. I'm flying an F-18 now. I can determine what I want to do. Don't discriminate against me. This is the level of stupidity they're saying here. We're now allowing young children just self-determine what gender they are. And you, if you decline it, or if you question it, or if you rebuttal it, you're violating human rights?
Remember, give me this camera, Rich. Remember.
This is just bizarre.
No. Remember what I told you. The entities that run the planet, I covered this the other day in detail. I think it was on Tuesday when we had that mess up and we had to play a tape. Listen to the tape. I remember I told you that we have the Bible says it this way, that we're being ruled by unseen forces in the heavenly realms. Okay, that's what we have here. All right. And they believe that their God is a snake in a tree called Ein Sof. You think, well, that sounds crazy. I don't believe this stuff. I'm letting you know what they believe. Okay, I know it sounds crazy. It sounds crazy to me, too. They believe that their God is a snake in a tree, and he basically is the master of the universe. His name is Ein Sof, and he's a transgender. He's a hermaphrodite. And so they believe the closest expression for a child or any adult or anybody as a human is to be in the image of their God, who's an hermaphrodite. That's what this is. So you get a group of people out there that believe this crazy stuff, and they try to impose their religious values on all of us.
Say no.
And see that, and nobody else talks about that except for this show. Now, I don't know why we can't discuss that, because that's what they believe. And the sad part about it is that you say, well, it can't be that bad. No, it really is that twisted. Well, I've done whole shows on it.
Remember, the individuals that are pushing this ideology, they think they're the master class.
They think they're the only humans.
They're the most racist individuals on the planet. They think they're better than everyone. They think anybody else that isn't them is goyim. They're cattle. They're animals. They're dogs. They truly believe that, and that's what they study in their books. Look it up. Now, what's crazy about this now, though, is the most effective thing you can do is to protect your kids and push back verbally. I don't care if it offends you that I call a boy or a girl. The very fact that we've reached this point in society now, we're saying, no, I don't want a seven-year-old to transition to a female because that's not healthy, safe, or normal under any circumstances. And they go, oh, you're violating their human rights. This is not a human right. And this is what they do a lot of times. You notice this. You disagree with something, and you're now a racist. You disagree with something, now you're anti-Semitic. You disagree with something, now you're basically violation of human rights.
Don't forget bigot.
Remember, they never say that you're wrong. They never say that you're lying. They just rebuttal you with a specific terminology that makes you basically have to recoil and hide because society comes down and he says, oh, he's a bigot, he's a racist, he's anti-Semitic. I am none of the above. I just disagree with you. Why is it we've reached a point now in society where so many Americans are afraid to disagree with something for fear of reprisal? That's not a constitutional republic.
No, I'm going to say this, and I've said this before on the show over the years. I'm going to say it this way. You know, if a person wants to molest a child, I'm bigoted towards them.
100%.
If they're a pedophile, I'm a bigot towards you.
Wood chipper.
You know, but the thing, you know, you say, well, I can't believe. No, listen to me. That means I'm diametrically opposed to their value system. That makes me a bigot because I don't accept them for what they want, the perversion that they're trying to instill into society. I'm not a bigot. I got common sense. In German, you say, ich habe Verstand, ich bin vernünftig. I've got sense and I've got reasoning skills. But most people don't have that. And the second thing is what you just said. They're scared to say it.
They are.
Oh, somebody may castigate me or they may say something about me. So what?
That's why you got
with the AI crap now. Anybody can make anybody say anything.
No, that's the problem. Now we've reached a point to where honestly, at this point, it's weapons free. Gloves go off. It doesn't matter about offending anybody anymore. Some of the stuff that I've seen with AI in the last couple of weeks is absurd.
It's like Bridget Fonda in that movie, The Point of No Return. Yeah. We've reached the point of no return now
because now they're saying we can say anything we want. We can push any perverted ideology we want on your kids. We can try to pervert them all we want. If you disagree, if you don't like it, you're anti-Semitic, racist, bigot, neo-Nazi, skinhead, grandma killer. Mm-hmm. That's the terminology. Well, at that point, if we're going to own that terminology, then own it. Just own it. Okay? That's what you want to say. I disagree with you. I'm none of those. But you can say all the names you want.
And you got to make sure you dust the Nazi off.
Oh, yeah.
You got to drag him out of the tomb. You got to take him out of the crypt. You got to get him out of the casket.
Knock the SS, outfit.
Well, I got to admit,
dust it off.
SS uniform was one of the. I think it was Hugo Boss or something. So some top designer from back then built that SS uniform. Yeah. That was a sharp uniform. Let me fix this because I don't want this going viral. Okay, I also really like the Marine Corps dress.
Oh, dude, Semper Fi.
They wear a sword. The officers
wear a sword.
I mean,
it's a sword, bro. It doesn't get any cooler than a sword.
No, I mean a sword. I mean, man, the Marine Corps. By the way, you guys rock. I love the Marine Corps. It's awesome.
But this is the point now. Dialing it back, where it's just everybody's got to realize that you've got to be disagreeable and you've got to be willing to. This is something they're talking about. Early onset dementia now is becoming a very common thing.
Oh, yeah.
Early onset.
Oh yeah.
People with families and kids and jobs in their 40s.
A lot of it's from the COVID shot, buddy.
A lot of the COVID shot. And I also think, too, it's contributing to it is the conjunction of the COVID shot with all the toxins and all the crap in the diet, including all the aluminum, too. This is antiperspirant deodorants. Do not use antiperspirant deodorant. I know it's Florida, but we have multiple different deodorants you can use. And even if you don't want to use ours, look at one of those on the market that may work for you that don't have aluminum. You're putting just globs of aluminum dioxide right into your lymphatic system.
Also causes breast cancer.
Breast cancer, dementia, Alzheimer's, direct link to aluminum, guys. Use good deodorant. Do your research on it. We've got the magnesium one. That one works good. If you don't like that one, just get one from somebody. The same thing with toothpaste. Get your toothpaste from us to support us if you want. We don't use fluoride. Everybody has to use toothpaste and everybody uses deodorant. If you want it, grab it, try it out. We appreciate the support on it. But they're showing now, too, vitamin D deficiency is being directly linked to this early onset dementia as well. And I think that also comes down to what I said, the lack of nutrients in diets now.
Well, it also comes down to the body's immune system not being able to activate macrophages.
That's true.
Because you don't have D3. Now, all of a sudden, the body's immune system can't fight
the spike. Throw a COVID shot with low D3.
They can't fight the spike proteins.
Yes.
Okay, remember the spike proteins are like little tiny sand spurs. You know, I watched a movie the other day. I watched 2001 A Space Odyssey again, right?
Yeah.
Great movie. Still don't understand it. I watched it again. Hopefully I can understand it by now. I still don't understand the end of it. It's weird. But the whole thing about it is while they're shutting off the AI supercomputer, he starts singing Daisy.
Yeah.
Remember that? And he starts getting slower and slower. And what are you doing, Dave? And he starts singing Daisy. And I thought to myself, it's so interesting that movie was Stanley Kubrick that was done in the 60s.
It's old school.
The special effects in that movie were unbelievable because it was 60 years ago.
Well, remember, he allegedly helped out with the moon landing videos. Allegedly.
And that's what he knew about. That's why if you watch the other movie, The Shining, he talks about that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The Clockwork Orange.
Oh, he has little Easter eggs in all of his movies as far as those little things in there.
Oh, and then finally he does his last movie, Eyes Wide Shut, which I do not recommend. And it shows the perversion at the upper levels of society and the human sacrificial rituals.
I had one of my psychology class. I wrote a paper on that film. It is a very, very dark film, but it is a very real film. And that stuff goes on. And going back to the study, though, real quick. Listen to this. It says the average age of someone with young onset dementia or Alzheimer's now is between 30 and 64.
Oh, yeah.
30. 30 and 60. 30?
No, what happens is
30 and 64.
Well, the COVID shot, if you didn't get the placebo, it causes little tiny sand spur like blood clots to go into the brain, and they start shutting down cells of synaptic function. Yeah. And then if you don't have enough D3, guess what? You can't fight the COVID block the thing. So all of a sudden now it gets worse and worse and worse. The immune system will stop that. See, if they didn't put an immune suppressant, Sibian 40, in the COVID shot, the body would eliminate it almost immediately.
That's true.
And say, we're not doing this. The body's so strong, it would say, this ain't happening. We're not making spike proteins. They got to put an immune suppressant in it, and that immune suppressant causes rapid cancer growth.
That's why the D3 helps to fight that off, and then that spike protein survival kit we put together.
Oh, that's nanokinase.
And nanokinase helps out with blood viscosity and blood clots. The vitamin E helps out with blood viscosity. N-acetylcysteine is the glutathione producer, helps your body detox and get it out.
Slide, bring everybody down so they see the names of the products. Oh, there you go, right there.
Yeah. There you go. That's bringing a photo. That's a big fact.
I like this new website.
Oh, I love it.
How much longer they got on the old website?
Next week, guys.
Next week, the old website goes to the dinosaur bin.
Well, what's going to happen is either you click Health Masters or Team Health Masters.
They're going to go to this site.
They're going to go to this. They're both going to be combined on Sanko.
And almost everybody's using this now anyhow.
We own both domains. I'm going to use both of them because healthmasters.com, the original domain, has been around for so long.
Okay, now listen to me. If you're stuck on the dinosaur site, and I'm okay with that, all right? It'll be gone. All you got to do is call the 800 number, and we'll put the order in for you.
1-800-726-1834. If you can't remember that, it's right here on the page. We have it all over the website.
We need to make it bigger.
We have it on the page. I can make it bigger.
Make it bigger. But if you can't put the order in, thank you for your support. We need your support. Then just call the office up, and we still answer our telephone.
I had somebody email me the other day, and I can't. There's no way I can fix this, guys. This isn't a me problem. They called us up. And they basically said that their computer, they're running, I think, on like Windows 99 or something. They're like, my computer won't, it can't use the website. I said, well, it's because it's
25 years old.
Yeah, the computer's used to doing, you know, like old school stuff. Oh, guys, this website will work on a plethora of stuff, even old and outdated, but it has its limits. That old Drupal 7, I mean, you could probably pull that up on a flip phone still. I mean, you know.
From the 80s.
So again, that's why we put together these stacks and these products together.
So by the way, go back to 2000 once I finish that strain of thought. How the computer starts singing slower and slower, Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer, do. The reason it was doing that is it was losing brain cells.
There you go.
And that's what happens with the spike protein. You start losing brain cells, losing brain cells, losing brain cells. Pretty soon, your cognitive function goes way down, and you end up with Alzheimer's or senile dementia at a very young age. So, guys, stay on the spike protein survival kit. Really, really important.
Yeah, especially.
And I'm not diagnosing or prescribing this for reducing the risks of senile dementia or Alzheimer's. But what I'm saying is you might as well do everything you possibly can to do to mitigate.
You got to do something. Here's what I've explained to you. If you're having an issue, if you're having a health problem, what does it hurt to throw in some proper nutrients and proper supplements that you know have been documented to help those things?
Well,
what's it going to do?
It's my friend at the dealership who had the high white blood, I said,
take vitamin C.
And he comes back and it's fixed now. It's not high anymore. I said, well, I've got inflammatory markers with arthritis. I said, stop eating this and stop smoking.
Yeah,
stop smoking.
Remember, the tobacco products really are inflammatory.
And they cut out oxygen. Oh, by the way, find yourself a great church to go to. Pray for us while you're in church. Pray for us while you're not in church. Pray for us all the time. We pray for you guys all the time. I love you guys. Keep your hearts and minds in Christ all the days of your life. And remember, we can do all things through Him. We try to bring you levity in this show.
We try.
And we try to make it as easy as we possibly can because, you know, basically the medicine goes down really, really well with a little bit of monk fruit.
There you go.
Yes,
that's
sure.
Kind of
sure. And I love you guys. Keep your hearts and minds in Christ. And thanks for praying for us. And thank you for supporting Health Masters.
Thank you, my friend. Stay up to date. Stay up to date on the podcast. Make sure you sign up for the weekly newsletter on the podcast, too. Get updates. First name, last name, email, Brower Show, Health Masters. Get all of our sales specials, coupons, discounts right to your email, including the show. Have an awesome weekend. Stay safe, as always. Grab some purple sticks while you're at it. Keep you running strong. I appreciate y'all. We'll see you on Monday, as always.
You know, I had two purple sticks before the show today. I think that's why I'm so geeked up.
Did well.
Love you guys.